You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8 to 11. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods, whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. The Lord started in verse 8 by saying, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Today, people enjoy lying words. Somebody will just tell you, every day just wake up and confess this and confess this. And you know, it looks like it's something to you. And you too, you go about confessing. You're just wasting your time. But more seriously is the fact that people love false teachings. They love false gospel. They embrace it. People love a gospel that gives them liberty to sin. And so God said, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Now look at what he said further. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, burn incense, do all these things? And then you will now still come and say, we have been delivered. Would you say that God had saved you and you are doing all these things? Would you call that salvation? How would you say that you have been saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus and you persist in wickedness? From whence and from what then were you saved? The Bible says you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. You claim to be saved, but you are living in sin. You are fornicating and you are assuring yourself and say, I'm saved by grace. Where is the grace? For the scripture says, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. That means the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to say no to ungodliness. So where is that grace that is strong enough to deliver from sin? Where is it in your life if you persist in wickedness? And then you are saying, yes, we have been saved. Even God himself is wondering that how can you do all of these things and still come and stand before me? Look at it. Look at verse 10. It says, and come and stand before me in this house. They still have the audacity. They still have the boldness to come and stand and say, we are children of God. We are praying to God. We are saved. We are a spectacular generation. And you just love all of those empty words. You are singing songs to your flesh. You are just getting excited for nothing. And those things are not going to do anything with you. You need to sit down, deny yourself, pick up your cross and learn Jesus. There is no other way. There is only a narrow way. Any other way is a broad way. Only narrow way. And I tell you, the experience in the narrow way is the same. Everybody that goes through the narrow way, you will discover that they are people that they have given up on their rights to do what they like, to do what they want. In the narrow way, you do not live the way you like. You live for the one who died for you and rose again. So the Lord now concluded in verse 11. He said, is this house, which is called by my name, become den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, said the Lord. I'm seeing it. You can't hide what you are doing. You cannot be having secret life and come before me and come on social media and pretend that you are a child of God. You are only deceiving yourself. The Bible said this foundation of the Lord started sure. Having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. And let every man that names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. The Lord knows those who are his. You can only deceive yourself. You cannot deceive God. Nobody can deceive God. You cannot turn his house to a den of robbers. You cannot be stealing people's money, whether in church or in government, and then come and still say that, oh, we are saved by grace. You better repent before it is too late. May God give you understanding. In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this WhatsApp number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.